And welcome back into In Focus News Radio KMAN. And we're talk Sunset Zoo here this next couple segments. We got Melissa Kirkwood in. She's a marketing and development officer for the zoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
And she's brought in a special guest with her as well, Savannah Hyatt, who is the head zookeeper, correct?
Yes, sir.
Hi. All right. Welcome in. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
We'll get into a little bit more about what she does here, but we'll start first with programming here. What's coming up in the month of March?
So, you know, we're happy even if it is raining outside today, but we have a lot going on still in February and coming up in March. February, if you don't remember, is our buy one, get one into the zoo. So we say bring a date, bring a friend, and explore the zoo even in February when some days are not so nice. But we have been totally lucking out, like on our weekends in February, I'll tell you. We've had some great days where it's kind of days like today, and then by the weekends, it's warming up to 50 and 60. But those are actually, you know, even on the colder days, those are days that our animals are very active. So we encourage people to come out any day they want to the zoo. We are open 7 days a week. We are closed some holidays, but we're open noon to five on our winter hours. So come on out and see us. But in the end of February, that's what we've got going on. But we also do a program that we do every month. We do it with Manhattan Public Library. It's called Zoofari Tales. We do that the fourth Friday of every month. And what it is we go to the library, usually with an education animal or some education activities, and we do storytelling that is nature and animal-based. So it's really fun. We usually have anywhere from about, we've had up to 100 participants that participate in the auditorium there, up to, it's usually about 60 families, you know, whether it's a parent or a guardian or a friend and a child. And it's usually preschool-based because it happens 10 o'clock in the morning. But that's a fun activity, free activity that we partner with the zoo on. And so that happens every month, but it's coming up this Friday, Zoofari Tales at Manhattan Public Library. But coming up in March, we have a couple of different opportunities that we're going to be doing. So we know that spring break is right around the corner. I hope spring is too.
Yeah, me too.
But during spring break this year, we decided we are going to open for our extended hours, our summer hours during spring break. So we'll be open that entire week from 9:30 to 5, and we'll be doing some fun things during that week too. Maybe some search and find kind of things. So we're excited that spring is almost here. So, and usually when it starts to warm up, you know, things change a little bit at the zoo too. So we encourage you to come out in March. And then super excited that I know I can't even believe I'm starting to talk about April, but April is traditionally, it's our, it's Earth Month, or Earth Day happens in April. April 25th, we will be hosting Party for the Planet, which is our huge celebration to celebrate Earth Day and conservation efforts. We've been doing that at the zoo for well over 20 years. So, but this year is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. So we're going to be doing lots of special things during Party for the Planet. So kind of getting very excited about those kinds of activities.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to being able to do more stuff outdoors here, and I'm sure spring season is kind of the launch of your busy season.
It really is, and it's just, you kind of watch everything, literally almost everything, wake up at the zoo. You watch our animals kind of change behavior. You watch our you know, our horticulture changes a little bit. We have lots of blooms and different things. We have, for those who don't know, we have several beehives at the zoo. And so we work together with the local beekeeping society and we actually harvest and take care of our hives too there on at Sunset Zoo. But we harvest that honey and we actually sell it in our gift shop. So it's all local. All very, very local. But so you just really start to see those kinds of things change.
Will we have any new changes to any of the animal exhibits this spring?
We are, well, it's always hard to say, like, what might be expecting, but traditionally that kind of happens in sometimes in those that time frame, but we aren't ready to make any kind of announcements or anything like that yet. Okay. But we are beginning to work on our Expedition Asia exhibit. We are still in some contractual stages where we're looking at how we can engineer the project to meet our fundraising needs of what we've raised money for the project. It's a huge, huge project. And for those of you who don't know what Expedition Asia is, it is an expansion of our exhibits that will focus on our tigers. We will get sloth bears and our Amur leopard. So that exhibit will encompass those three animals, but also give ADA accessibility to basically the landscape-wise, I'm kind of like the lower half of the zoo. And so when that building begins to happen, it won't impede a lot of your experience at the zoo, but it will start to unveil like where we will be able to go with those new exhibits. So, and I'll let Savannah talk a little bit about those particular animals and the space that it's going to give them, because that's really what it's all about for us in caring for animals, is giving them a great environment. So we're excited about that. And that's going to hopefully start, we'll be starting to move some dirt here in the spring. You'll probably see that all through the year. But we'll be making more announcements about that as it's coming along.
Okay. Well, let me take a quick break and we'll get in and we'll talk a little bit more with Savannah here as well on In Focus, Sunset Zoo, our guest here this morning. Stay tuned.